All right, RJ Hampshire, I talked to McAdoo. He's fine with the pass. It was aggressive. He's fine with the pass. He's just pissed that you keep getting him late in races, and you are. And I guess you can't blame him for being pissed, because if it was the shoe was on the other foot, you'd feel like that too.
Yeah, I agree. But this one was a bit different because I did pass him early.
Okay.
I passed him early and kind of had a good pace going, and then had really two really bad laps like that were cost me massively, and then he got me back. So,
okay.
Yeah, and then I thought that was the last lap. So, I mean, that's a lot of money for 50 feet right there, so I'm like, fuck it.
I got to watch the pass pass, but I thought it was fine. You know, I mean, you slammed them, but I feel like Supercross is a bit of a contact sport. So.
Yeah, but I did not give, like, I was making that pass. Like, it didn't matter.
Yeah.
So, I mean, usually, if there was another lap, because, like, I would have screwed myself right there, because now I'm like, I just did that to him, he's going to get me back.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, shit,
right.
Let me protect my insides here and there. But for the most part, like, dude, I didn't feel really that good all day today. Like, I felt like I'd been closer to Jet in, like, time qualifying and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's 8 tenths better than you today. Yeah,
like, I did not feel good doing it. And then heat race, my start was absolutely terrible. I spun on the plastic.
And it took you a while to even get going. Like, okay, your start was garbage, but then, like, about halfway through, you're seventh, and I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I did not feel good. So then they kind of turned it around there in the main. My start was better, and then, like, my first laps weren't great, but I was still like hanging in there, and then like that's the middle part of that main was solid, and I felt like I actually had a little bit more, but for the most part I'll take it on a night that didn't really feel that good.
You only did 1/4 of the race, well, two, you didn't race the Indy, but you feel that helped you at all? Do you feel like it, like, especially because you're such a veteran of the 250 series, do you feel like staying on that 450 helped you?
Yeah, I do. I mean, and not just riding the 450, but also I was racing whenever these guys weren't.
Yeah.
So like there's no practice like a race. You know, I don't know. Like, I do need to win a championship here before I go to 450, but I do ride a 450 really well. I just need more time on it. And who knows? Like, I want to get this points gap closer, but if it stays like this after Glendale, I'm going to make a push to race the 450 a couple more. It's going to benefit me more than anything. So we'll see. And that's the thing. Like, I was really sick leading up to Indy. But also, I did not have a setting, and like, I didn't know what to do with the bike.
Yep.
And then we were making changes, and it was making it worse. So then I was going to go racing on a bike I had no idea what I was going to do.
On a sketchy track.
Yeah, and didn't feel well. So it was just like, look, that's, you know, I wanted to race, but I'm like, hey, boys, like, let's use our heads here.
Right.
And then, but yeah, I mean, even after that, like, I was still really sick leading up to Tuesday this week. Like, dude, I just had something that was hanging around for a while. But stoked on the night.
Yeah, good job. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Cool.